Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I'm delighted to be joined by Daniel Valle, Chief Technologist for Service Providers in EMEA with WWT. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you. Welcome.
So, Daniel, why don't you just start by introducing yourself to the audience and talking about WWT's role within the network transformation arena, as well as your role within WWT?
My name is Daniel Valle. I worked for about 3 years and 10 months in WWT. Before that, I had multiple roles in the EMEA market for the telco community. So I think when we decided to join WWT for the service provider play was fundamentally how we can take the leverage, the challenges and the information that we have as a telco community into an SI, into an integration player in country to help them solve the challenges. That's fundamentally why I started working in WWT. And one of the key elements which excited me to join WWT was the fact that we had actually a unique value play in this field because of our integration centers and because of our advanced technology center. These value propositions, I've not seen any other partner in the market actually addressing them. So my role again is to make sure that I evangelize our customers in terms of the solutions we can bring to the market. We have a strong partner play and we're very happy to have Intel as one of our key players in the market, including the HTC that leverage the technology that we have there to support validating solutions to this community.
WWT is obviously engaged in a number of different arenas when it comes to enterprise and data-centric technology, but the Comm Service Provider Challenge of deploying virtualized networks is a unique one. The history in this space is very much providing a stovepipe single provider type solutions. Moving to NFV represents a move to a multi-vendor industry approach, and WWT offers some unique opportunities there. Tell me about your perspective on that and what you've heard from your customers as they've looked at new infrastructure deployments and the types of challenges that they're having with choosing the right configurations.
To your point, is absolutely fundamental that we have virtualization expertise. We've been hearing how important it is to merge the telco world with the virtualization world and how little knowledge the telco world actually has in understanding virtualization and cloud. So merging these two environments together is paramount. Where we play a role in this game is we've been doing this for a number of years. WWT is in the market for nearly 30 years now, but in the last 10 years, we've moved to embracing the world of system validation through the Advanced Technology Center. When I joined 2 years and 10 months ago, we had one data center which was not even fully busy in terms of infrastructure for virtualization. Now we have four data centers, and these four data centers are supporting nearly 600 different applications from pre-built capabilities. So this environment actually left us to have a unique type of IP that we could leverage and extend to the service provider community. So to give an example, we have network, but we also have cloud virtualization, security, IoT is a strong play as well. We've been talking about 5G network slicing quite a lot, but one of the key things that we're hearing from our customers is how we can actually materialize these technologies in terms of end use cases, right? How can I take this IoT solution and create a play for the oil and gas industry or for the manufacturing or for retail and hospitality? They will not have this extra reach in terms of creating so many different use cases, which will consume the IoT platforms and the 5G platforms they're leveraging. So working together with the service provider community, but within an SI, it means that we can not only support them in analyzing these different platforms in terms of virtualized applications in the NFV play, point one. Point two is how can we actually, because of our knowledge and understanding of that verticalized market, create an angle in which they can create unique products and solutions. I think that's where we've been, at least in the European market in particular, most engaged with, because they actually lack a little bit of this last mile support in terms of materializing these end use cases.
What is the process by which you guys take a look at what you should be bringing into your advanced technology center and how you're identifying those unique use cases that are going to be suited for any particular customer or particular vertical?
Navigating this is not easy, but we would say we work very closely with our key OEM and partners. We work very closely with what our customers are asking for, and our customers are our telcos. And what they want is paramount to actually decide on whether or not this technology will be implemented, but not necessarily necessarily what they ask is what they need. So it's a very common term we see design thinking sessions. In WWT, we call ideation. So we work also with our business innovation community, which is the ideation team, to work with those telco key leaders to understand what the technology they want and then go to the step in process to actually implement this technology in the ATC. And the process in which we can create this proof of concepts, if it's already published in the ATC, we have in 20 seconds, I can give an environment to a customer to play. If it's something very bespoke and complex, it should take 3 weeks at most to have everything implemented and delivered. And that's because we already have all the automation tools, people and processes, and an environment which is fully dedicated to proof of concept and customer education. That's actually accelerates a lot into materializing this proof of concepts to our community.
Now, WWT has a history of very deep innovation with Intel. What is the process by which you guys have worked with Intel in the network arena?
Because of virtualization disaggregation, which is a key topic across the industry and a key topic that our customers are asking, creating the shared platform that we can leverage technology is key for us to deliver the message in which our customers are asking us to deliver. So working with Intel is very key. So right now we have three different NFV deployments in the ATC on top of bespoke proof of concepts for specific customer validations. And all of them we have Intel. Intel, I think it's 95% of everything that we have in the ATC is there is an Intel chip on it. So having the experience and the partnership with Intel is very important. The other point is it's been discussed a lot about NFV orchestration and automation and the different tools available. But the other thing that's also being discussed here and the angle that we bring with Intel is you can use CPUs to an extent, right? So there is this navigation between ASICs and CPUs and where you know the network function should reside as part of acceleration. We've seen many customers and clouds asking or delivering, better say, 25 gigabits per second throughput on VMs. That's not achievable with standard CPU technology. You need FPGAs, you need deep integration with the PDKs that Intel delivers. So the ATC is this best in place location in which we can receive this network smart NICs from Intel, working with the PDK community and with the OEMs in terms of the VNFs, and making sure that they have the best and safe environment in which they can test and validate these technologies. I think that's where we've been working most closely with Intel recently, is to enable the throughput that the telcos are asking for, that will be scaled out through NFV and orchestration, but at the same time, delivering on a per device performance base, everything that this equipment can deliver through, the PDKs and FPGAs.
Tell me about what you're hearing from providers in terms of their readiness for broad scale deployments. And where do you think the market is right now in terms of the evolution of this technology? What's next?
The key thing that I hear the most is collaboration. Because if you don't collaborate, you actually cannot deliver this technology. The industry has been for 20 plus years working a siloed version of the network function. And slowly but surely, we've been migrating to this more virtualized cloud-based telco, which is service providers are calling themselves digital telcos or software-defined telcos. And it's always with the sense of delivering an IT angle to the community. So what we've been seeing a lot is the lack of skills. It's a key thing. So how we can actually create an environment in these skill sets are enhanced. I just heard in Orange in the keynote session that they are forecasting 50,000 people to be retrained in their own organization. Deutsche Telekom was talking about the number of nearly 30,000. So it is big numbers. Training all these people to cope with what's coming next, it's not just from an operational standpoint, but also from an IT delivery, from a product design. How you design products that support the new technologies. It's not just, we have an NFV architecture here and, there will be a community of operational teams who will deploy on this. It's from sales, how you sell, down to how you can create products, now how you can operate. So it's very broad. And I think the angle that WWT can bring into this equation is nearly 25% of our labs today are for customer education, right? 100% of what's inside ATC today for service provider or for enterprise customers are for customer education. We don't have any production environment there. That being said, we have constantly educating our customers through that process. So I think there's a huge play of early experimentation and early prototyping of those solutions in this environment and supporting the community, not only from a technical perspective, but also from a product development perspective. How can they get the best technology and the best messaging together? I think WWT has a very strong play on the skill set development. And the other thing that I'm also seeing quite a lot from the OEM play is, before you had everything from the same provider. So if something goes wrong, you call this OEM and it'll tell, well, fix it. Now we're working towards this white box solution. And white box is fundamentally, you buy loads of them and if it fails, you're just going to replenish it. It's a different mindset. Still, the telcos are not equipped with the right operational processes to really cope with that change. And we're seeing a lot of asks for how can you actually support the end-to-end delivery from idea and the concept design down to, okay, I need all those boxes to be fully functional. And if something breaks, my customer will need some sort of sparing with the right environment, with firmware, ecosystem, software validation, pre-built to deliver to the next business day. So WWT has a very unique mindset towards that. It's idea to outcome. How can we ideate with the customer, design thinking down to, okay, you need those boxes tomorrow and we need to make sure that we have a supply chain to support you. And we think with this in the community.
You've really painted a great picture in terms of addressing from getting operators' hands wet with the technology, getting staff spun up, thinking about it from a complete picture of, you know, everything from sales all the way through the back end of the business. If folks want to engage with WWT and talk about this further, where would you send them for more information to engage with you and your team?
Well, our website has a lot of information, so www.wwt.com. And also you can reach out to me, daniel.valle@wwt.com. And I'll be more than happy to continue the conversation with them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.